More disaster assistance available. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, for most of Tennessee, the July and August rains have helped to put a damper on this year's historic drought conditions. But for folks in West Tennessee, well, they're still dry. And as a result, several counties have been declared primary disaster areas by the Secretary of Agriculture. And recently, USDA, through its Natural Resources Conservation Service, made available some $16 million for several states, including Tennessee. Kevin Brown is the state conservationist.
And it's primarily going to be for waters and different drought abatement practices that we could put in under, primarily it's our EQIP program, Environmental Quality Incentives Program. But we do have some money for wildlife under the Wildlife Habitat Incentives Program. About $16 million, $1 million will be coming to Tennessee.
Kevin Brown says 16 counties in Tennessee are eligible for the money, 12 counties in West Tennessee, and 4 counties in Upper Middle Tennessee. And he gives examples of how producers might take advantage of this assistance.
Say if your pastures are, because of the drought condition, either they've dried up or maybe a little overgrazed, and you want to split the cattle up and do some more rotational grazing to give some of the area rest while the other comes back. That would be eligible. We call it prescribed grazing, but you need a water, need some fencing, and that, all those practices would be eligible for at least a 75% cost share under this program.
Well, to find out more about the drought relief assistance, you can visit your local USDA service center. And so far, 23 counties in Tennessee, again, mainly in West Tennessee, have been declared disasters this year because of the drought, and many more could follow. Hope all of you have a safe day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.